We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Pony Express.
It's more frustrating than anything else because this is a major championship and I love playing in these events and I love the atmosphere. I love the stress of playing a major. And unfortunately, I've only had a chance to win one of them and was able to do it. But the other three, I didn't do very well.
And thanks for finding me on this Sunday. CBS Sports Radio and the radio.com app, CBS Sports app. The Pony Express coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Tiger Woods, like the rest of us watching Shane Lowry, an Irishman in Northern Ireland, which has got to be pretty cool, on 18, about to win the British Open. Last year, Tiger Woods had the lead to himself on the back nine at the British Open, and then was in contention at the PGA. Put it all together, shocked the golf world and the sports world by winning the Masters this year. And then since that unbelievable Sunday at Augusta National, it's been all downhill for Tiger Woods. For one, he's barely played. He finished 21st at the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, took a month off, returned to golf this week, shot an opening round 78 and missed the cut. Now, at this age, 43 years old, any time you win a major championship and you're Tiger Woods, it's a good year. He could take the rest of the year off. It's a good year for him that he wins another green jacket. But what does the rest of Tiger's year tell us about his future? And I think that it's ominous. You know, for him to barely play, in the times he went out and played, he was just so-so. Two major championships where he missed the cut, the PGA in May, the British Open this week. He's barely playing. Preserve the body. Don't push it too far. Don't extend yourself. I'm guessing these are all kind of the tropes and axioms Tiger's trying to live by right now. I think if Tiger comes up short at the Masters, if he loses that tournament, my bet is he performs much better in the subsequent majors. I think a feeling of satisfaction. I think Tiger, who's always been maniacal, competitive, and driven, I think now at 43 years old, there's more satisfaction. There's more of a level of content and appreciation. I don't think Tiger Woods views completing a comeback in terms of catching Jack Nicklaus. I think Tiger looks at returning to major championship golf in winning one major as completing that circle and arc. So I don't want to rule out anything with Tiger Woods right now because I watched him, we all did, watched him go from pretty much down in the dumps, bottom of the barrel. Not only did his golf career look over, his professional life was in total shambles. And so after watching that comeback, it would be foolish to completely rule him out again. However, the way Tiger Woods played after the Masters and the infrequency in which he played, I don't think sets up well for his future. The story in golf this year is Tiger Woods winning the Masters, more so than what Brooks Koepka did at the U.S. Open, more so than what Koepka did in all four majors this year. You never know what the future of golf is. Every time we're ready to anoint somebody as Tiger's successor, they stumble. Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Koepka. Tiger, to appease his fans and to the delight of TV networks and golf sponsors, has bounced back and now has some relevance. But how sustainable is it? 43 years old, going on 44. There's a major win this year and not much else. So I don't... Was this just a tune-up for Tiger where he paced himself this year, and next year he comes back and he plays closer to a full schedule, and he's more competitive in all four majors? Or is this the new normal with him, where every time Tiger basically goes out and competes in something like the British Open or the U.S. Open, there's going to be a bunch of rust because of all the time he took off, because he needs the rest more than he ever has before? Brooks Koepka at the U.S. Open, Gary Woodland at Pebble Beach, and now Shane Lowry at the British Open. That rounds out the major winners for 2019. And for Tiger fans, for golf fans, how do they feel about next year? Because unlike the last like 50, 60 years, today finished up and completed the major golf tournament circuit for the year. We're done earlier than ever because the PGA moving to May. So I'd like to hear from some Tiger fans here and from some golf fans. Having watched Tiger go 78-70, his game was in terrible shape on Thursday, misses half the cuts at the majors but wins the Masters. How does his future look, in your opinion? Do you look at the Masters as just a one-time deal where for just one weekend, like Jack in 85, he was able to put it together? Some old Tiger came back out. He was able to channel and use the adrenaline and intimidate some of his competitors who collapsed down the stretch, imposed his will on a course he's very familiar with, rekindled some old magic and won. Do you think that's it for him? Do you have confidence that the Tiger we watched the rest of the year is that the Tiger Woods we're going to get next year and beyond? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Do you feel good about Tiger Woods' future? Non-competitive at the British Open, irrelevant at the PGA Championship, did muster the energy to win at the Masters, decent showing at the U.S. Open, and other than that, he really hasn't played. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. You know, even after the incident with his then-wife, despite all of that hanging over him, the next spring, Tiger went to the Masters and almost won. And people forget that. That even though he went a decade between wins, right after the first golf tournament he played in the Masters following the Thanksgiving night disaster, he went down to Augusta and almost won the thing. And that is a course where he always seems to have himself, even when his back is throbbing and his knee is aching and his game is off and his personal life is upside down. You know, you feel like Tiger, at least I do, at 43, he probably has another 10 years in him to give it a go at the Masters and compete for a few more green jackets. The rest of the tournaments, I think it's fair to contemplate and question how well he's going to play in U.S. Opens, where if your driver is off, if you can't hit the ball in the fairway, you're done. Places where, you know, like this Royal Portrush, who knows if they'll wait another 50 years to go back there. But with these British Open golf courses, the elements are such a part of it. The wind, the rain, the cold. Is Tiger, as he gets older and his body continues to break down, is he going to summon up the stamina to rattle off 3 to 4 solid to great rounds in those types of conditions? Now that the PGA Championship is in May and there's a quicker turnaround from the Masters to the PGA, is that going to upset and interfere with his preparations and plans? Like this last year, this past season, he didn't play in a tournament between the Masters and the PGA. And he didn't play in a tournament between the U.S. Open and the British Open. And the result was the same both times. He missed the cut. Now, if Tiger goes on hiatus, and then the next golf tournament he plays is the Farmers Insurance Open, well, maybe there, against a different type of field, without as much on the line, the pressure isn't as much, he plays better, more carefree golf. Now, he's not Brooks Koepka at 28 years old, who can treat regular tournaments like they're irrelevant and then zone in and focus in on major championships and play out of his mind. I don't think it's going to come that naturally to Tiger anymore. Attrition, all of the hard living, I think, has taken a toll on him. Do you feel good about Tiger Woods' future? Shane Lowry wins the British Open. Tiger can't even make the cut. He wins a major this year, but he also misses the cut in two of them, and the schedule change hurt him big time. The PGA getting moved up forced him to miss that cut, and it forced him, because he couldn't get himself, he didn't want to push it and play between the U.S. Open and the British Open, he misses this cut as well. So what do you think? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4227. Can he do it again? I'm not going to completely rule it out, because I did that before and it made me look stupid. How optimistic are you that Tiger Woods still has major championship golf in him after winning one this year and then watching his game go belly up after that? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. You can tweet me at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. Follow us on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio. British Open baseball, as we wrap up the first week coming out of the All-Star break. Some scores there, some early games. You'll get those in about 10 minutes' time. I'm Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Pony Express.
And the telephone number to reach me is 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by GEICO. Great news. Quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. A listener in Montana which is pretty cool. We've got a listener up in Montana who's listening on radio.com who tweeted me about Tiger Woods and his performance in the majors this year. A Masters win, any year you're a golfer who wins a major, it's a great year. The Masters win, miscut at the PGA, decent showing at the U.S. Open, miscut here at the British Open. A listener in Montana tweeted me this, and I think the opinion I'm about to share with you is reflected in a lot of the audience. Like, this might tick off hardcore golf fan, but I think the person who just shows up for the majors or just shows up when Tiger is in contention is going to be able to relate to this. So listener tweets me and says, Pony, listening to you up in Montana on the radio.com app, if somehow I receive tickets to the Masters and I could only follow one group, I would follow Tiger Woods. I would watch him more than Brooks Koepka or Phil Mickelson. Whether Tiger is five over or five under, that's the player I want to see. And that's kind of like, if you look at it from a more macro level, that's not great for golf. Because I do think that's a commonly held opinion. I do think that a lot of sports fans who don't really identify themselves as rabid golfers or diehard golf fans feel the same way. If you won tickets to the Masters and you had to follow one guy around, who would it be? And for this one listener to say, if Tiger's shooting an 80, 78, I'd rather walk with him than a player in Brooks Koepka who was one stroke away from setting a modern golf record today. If Koepka shoots a 7 under instead of a 6 under, he finishes in the top 3 of every major this year. Every major. Top 3 PGA win, top 3 Masters, US Open, and he was 4th at the British Open. He is a monster in major championships. Tiger Woods missed the cut. He's 43 years old. You have Masters tickets, so you're not watching on TV where they're bouncing around from shot to shot, and you've got to follow one group. I think the casual golf fan is still following every one of Tiger Woods' shots and is sticking with him over everybody else. CBS. Here is Dave in Alabama. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Dave.
Hey, man. Enjoy your show. Listen, yeah, you know, the problem is, yeah, he's 43. But I think a few years back he was trying to get stronger and longer because he did recognize all the great golfers. And let's face it, man, there's a lot of great younger golfers right now that he's got to contend with. And getting off the tee box has always been his number one problem. So, you know, as far as the future goes, I don't see it. I mean, he may do like he did at the Masters and like Jack Nicklaus did and, you know, put a couple of rounds together and get there. But there's one thing for sure. If he's there on Sunday, okay, he's got ice water in his veins, and he's been there and won so much at that level that you don't see him pulling a Greg Norman very often. If he's there and he's in the thick, he's going to be pretty tight.
What is Tiger Woods' biggest roadblock or obstacle? Is it his own body, or is it the depth of the PGA Tour right now? Is it the talent of the other golfers, or is it his own body?
Oh, absolutely. If you remember when he was big, really, he had McIlroy to contend with and Mickelson, but now it's 10, 12 deep. I mean, it's unbelievable. That field is as talented now as you go back to the Arnold Palmer, Lee Trevino, Jack Nicklaus days, you know?
All right. Thank you, so, Dave.
I think that's his
biggest
hurdle.
Okay, you bet. All right. Well, Tiger Woods in his entire career has only won one major when trailing, and that was this most recent one. But short of that, he needed to be in the lead to win, and I don't see that formula arising or popping up too often, where he has a Shane Lowry at the British Open or Gary Woodland at the U.S. Open, where they just take control of the golf course and play from ahead and play smart and don't make mistakes and protect a lead and don't take too many risks and don't take too many chances and play smart golf. So what is Tiger Woods' future? There's a guy who says he doesn't see it. He thinks he got his Masters and maybe there's another miracle in there somewhere, but probably not, because golf is too deep right now for him to have another miracle, another memorable moment. 855-212-4227. I know how you'd rate Tiger's year. It's a great one because he won the Masters, but if we're using it to predict his future, if we're looking ahead to next year, now that this major calendar year is over, what do you think's in store for Tiger Woods? Did you see enough this year to think he's got more majors in him? 855-212-4227. What's his biggest problem? Is it his own body? Is it the competition? Is it his age? Is it his drive? What is it? 855-212-4227. I'm Andrew Filippone. You can follow me on Twitter at The Pony Express. Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can follow us on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio.
This is The Pony Express.
That's right. And a bunch of ways you can listen. Alexa, tell her to play CBS Sports Radio, The Pony Express. Sundays, 10 a.m. to 2 Eastern, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific here on CBS Sports Radio. By going to CBSSportsRadio.com, you can find archived editions of this show, podcasts from hours that you might have missed, conversations that you missed, and they're up on CBSSportsRadio.com. You go to the CBS Sports Weekend page, you'll find shows like this one and the content that our shows churn out. That's CBSSportsRadio.com, radio.com app, also another place you can do that. We're talking about 2019, the year 2019 in golf, the year in golf, with Tiger Woods winning the Masters, Brooks Koepka, the PGA, Gary Woodland, the U.S. Open, and now Shane Lowry wraps things up with a British Open win. And really relating it back to who else Tiger Woods and where he's at, the state of his game, how this year sets up for his future in golf next year. Lessons that Tiger has to take away and learn from this year. Yes, he won a major, which is awesome, ended a 10-year drought, returned to golf supremacy for one weekend at the Masters, inched closer to Jack Nicklaus. But at the same time, he was non-competitive in two of the four majors. So what do you think is in store for him? Do you expect that he'll be more competitive next year? Do you look at the Masters win as just kind of a blip on the radar? A fluke? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Lewis is in Florida. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Lewis.
Hello, Andrew.
Hey, man.
Enjoy your show, man. I'm a truck driver. I always listen to you.
Thank you.
On this Tiger thing, man, I'm a huge Tiger fan, but I think what we saw this year is what we're going to see from now on. And, you know, maybe he'll come back and surprise everyone once in a while and win a major here and there. But it's going to be more of the same and more of a decline, I think, due to his body, due to the field is getting stronger. So I really don't see Tiger going back to being dominant like we've been accustomed to see. So, you know, that's my take.
All right, go ahead. I mean, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, if the expectation, and thank you for the call, is that he's going to be Brooks Koepka and he's going to be a fixture in every major, that is, in my opinion, asking way too much. We might have learned something this year about the future of major championships for aging older players, and Tiger Woods, now into his 40s, definitely qualifies as an older golfer. If you look at the average age of major champions, it's low 30s, high 20s. It's not 44, 45 years old, and that's what Tiger has to look forward to. And an unintended consequence of moving up the PGA Championship might be that Tiger really only has a chance in one, maybe if he's lucky, two majors a year. Because if he's not going to play competitive golf in between the Masters and the PGA, and then again later in the year between the U.S. Open and the British Open, he's never going to win the British Open or the PGA. I don't think a rusty Tiger Woods, it's more rust than fresh to me. So that crosses those two tournaments out. That leaves you with the U.S. Open and the Masters. The Masters, I think, is going to be his best chance every year. If Tiger catches Jack, I think it's going to be because he wins a few more Masters. I don't think he's going to add another claret jug or Wanamaker trophy. 855-212-4CBS. Tiger Woods, do you feel good about his future? Are you optimistic that what we saw at the Masters, that's the player we're going to get more so than the guy we got at the British Open this week? 855-212-4227. Tommy's in Houston. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Pony. Love the show, man.
Thank you.
I was just thinking, as you know, you said it earlier, the Masters, what we got from him was a miracle. You know, it was a momentous occasion in sport. I mean, whether you were a golf fan or not, you know, you were moved to emotion by that championship.
Yep.
He's a 43-year-old guy with vertebrae that have been fused together that went out and won the Masters against one of the deepest fields we've ever had, maybe in the PGA Tour. So I think for us to expect, you know, him to put together a bunch of wins after all of these momentous moments he's given us for the last 25 years makes us greedy as sports fans. So if he goes out there and puts it together 1 weekend a year, 2 weekends a year, and really can bring grown men to tears by winning a championship, I think it's our job to say thank you and enjoy how deep this pool of players that we have is.
Yeah, I don't think people are doing the second part of that as much. I think, you know, if that were the case, if they were appreciating like the next wave of golfers, then I feel like you'd have more, you'd see more Nike ads with Brooks Koepka in it. You know, he'd be the emerging face of golf, and for whatever reason, he's not right now. And his play at major championships, and thanks for the call, certainly makes him worthy of that kind of distinction or promotion. Sports, especially at the highest level, professional, are so mental. So much of it is when you're trying to split hairs and separate the absolute best from the best. So much of it is belief, confidence, attitude, a desire that motivates you. Tom Brady, right? Like, Tom Brady, not only does he want to play football in his 40s, he wants to be the best at it. And that's just not him, first of all, believing that and saying it out loud or having that goal. It's putting in the work that's required every offseason to achieve that goal. And so I'm not familiar with every single thing Tiger Woods is doing in between golf tournaments. I don't have a window into his life. But I do get the sense or the impression that unlike Tiger Woods in 2000 or 2005, what Tiger Woods does now, he looks at as house money, gravy. That he does probably more than he lets on. I bet Tiger just appreciates that he's even able to participate in these tournaments. In that, in the past, what happened here at the British Open, missing the cut, would have tortured him. I think now he's got a totally different perspective and outlook on life. All right, well, I'm 43 years old. I've already won a bajillion tournaments. I've made millions of dollars. I have two kids that I love. I can move around now. I'm not in chronic pain. My life isn't in complete tatters. I've got it good. And when that's your attitude, I think it's harder to win. I don't think Brooks Koepka, at this point in his career, is wired that way. I think Brooks Koepka is thinking, this is how old I am. At this age, Tiger Woods had X number of major championships. Jack Nicklaus had Y. Arnold Palmer had Z. What do I need to do next year to win all four? I think he's completely consumed by that. And let me just say this, Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. I think what I just described in Tiger, I want to see if LeBron James, which direction he goes on that. Is he going to be more like Tom Brady's or going to be more like Tiger Woods? Tiger Woods, yes, he wins a Masters, but you can tell he's just kind of thankful to be back playing, and he's not taking it for granted. Tom Brady's not just trying to make $15 million and hang on. He's trying to win Super Bowls and be the best in the game. By getting Anthony Davis, I think there's a better chance now that LeBron has like a Tom Brady year than like a retirement tour year. But what we don't know about LeBron is what his level of patience and what his tolerance level is going to be this upcoming season. So what I mean by that is, yes, he has now another great player. But if the other pieces don't fit and the coach isn't a fit, how is LeBron going to act to that or react to that? Is he going to mail it in? Is he going to pout? Is he going to be like, screw it, I got other pots, I got other irons in the fire, I got other things going on. Basketball doesn't define me like it used to. I'm just going to suck it up and deal with it and not like, it is what it is. Clippers are better than us. Maybe Utah's better than us. Maybe Milwaukee's better than us. And he just accepts it and lives with it. Or is LeBron determined to prove and show everybody that last year, because of injury and because of a bunch of misfits, he had an awful year, and that was just a complete mulligan season that he's going to bounce back from at 35. I don't expect the Lakers to win 60 games next year. If anything, given Anthony Davis's injury history and LeBron having missed 30 games last year, if the Lakers are going to win a championship, I think they're going to have to do it the hard way, where there are teams out there that put more emphasis on winning the regular season, and LeBron and Anthony Davis are going to have to gel and coalesce and come together in the playoffs, and they're probably going to have to do it as a team that maybe after the first round series has to go on the road from there on out. So the Lakers are a 4 seed that wins its first round matchup, and then they start on the road in the second round, or a 3 seed that wins its first round matchup and then has to go on the road in the second round. And that's a tough way to do it. Easier as a young man to do it than as an aging veteran. Conversation continues on Twitter. You can follow me at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can follow us here at CBS Sports Radio. Really easy Twitter handle to remember. Pretty self-explanatory, at CBS Sports Radio. Podcasts in demand content are at cbssportsradio.com. We stream there 24/7. Also, great interviews, great debates from the week are all there at cbssportsradio.com. I think next week's show is going to be fun because I will have been in Vegas all week, and then I'll be back on Sunday, and that can go one of two ways. It's either going to be elation and complete joy, an expression of joy on the air because I've been in sports books for 4 straight days and I've made a ton of money, or I'm going to be in an ornery mood and ticked off at the world because I'll have to explain to my wife why there's a couple thousand dollars missing from our savings account. So that's what's on deck for next week's show. Hey, if your local affiliate's going to drop off, you can go to cbssportsradio.com and look up listings for the local affiliates with you, or you could do what I've done, and that's download the radio.com app today. It's free, and that gives you access to a lot of the shows that I was telling you about. Jim Rome, Tiki and Tierney, Pharrell on the Bench, and the guy that's coming up next on many of these same stations, Jody McDonald. All right, I'll talk to you next week. It's been a blast. Can't wait to do it again. Big props to everybody back in New York who helped put the show on the air. I do my thing locally in Pittsburgh on 93.7 The Fan, one of our affiliates. You can check me out at The Pony Express on Twitter. Jody Mack is next on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.